All right, let's get going. All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Iron Horse Public Infrastructure District. Today is February 3rd, 2026. It's 11:07 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everyone could state your name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. Dane, your chair, do you want to start for us?
Dane Levitt, Chairman, present.
Tyler Romerl, Secretary.
Brett Warby, Treasurer.
Hey, Shelby.
Shelby Clymer with CLA District Accountant.
Right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. All right, board, first up, board meeting minutes from our December 16th meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
I'd suggest we put a dollar sign in front of the $4.3 million figure, but other than that, I move their approval.
Okay, thanks, Dane.
Second.
Thanks, Tyler. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, Shelby.
Okay. So as Michael noted, we will have this quarterly expenditure list moving forward. I don't know why I'm having so many issues this morning. You need
I
me
can
to put
show
it
it.
up?
I can put it up if you need.
I've got it right here. Thank you, though.
Okay.
Okay. So here's the listing. So this is October 1 through December 31. You can see there were various administrative costs paid. The developer paid those directly on behalf of the district. There's also the December 1 scheduled bond payment that included interest and principal. And then there's also a repayment to the developer in mid-December. This is from the administrative costs collected through those assessments. And was used to repay the developer for costs previously advanced to the district for those administrative costs. So in total, $234,278.96. Any questions or comments on this?
I
Thank
move
you.
that we approve the quarterly expenses as shown.
Thanks, Brett.
I second.
Thanks, Dane. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right, that's unanimous.
Okay. Next up, we have the unaudited year-end financial statements for the district. So, starting first with the balance sheet, total assets for the district were about 2,000. There's about $433 at the trust accounts, just for minimal costs and kind of interest that was earned after the bond payments were made. And then we've recorded a developer advance receivable of about 2,100, just anticipating that these accounts payable of 2,100 for 2025 costs would be covered by the developer in this first quarter of 2026. The general fund budget to actual, there's interest of about 1,600 earned on the administrative costs account held by the trustee. About 41,000 of expenses were incurred. This covered accounting, audit, insurance, and legal. And then in other financing sources and uses, a couple comments here. Again, developer advance about 55,000. That was the total that was recognized for 2025. Part of that covered some 2024 expenses, and then a good part covered this 41,000 in current year expenses. Transfers from other funds, 13,000. That represents a portion of assessment fees collected in 2025 that were transferred to that administrative costs account. And then finally, this repayment of developer advance of 45,000, which I noted on that expenditure listing. Next page is the debt service fund. So total revenues here about 363,000. We did budget higher for the assessment revenues. I believe it was anticipated that there would have been a draw on the remaining draw on the bonds early in 2025 when we did this budget back in 2024. So revenues here are under that, just because again we're just still paying on that initial principal amount. Expenditures were about 459,000. That includes some paying agent fees paid to the trustee, and then the interest and principal payments as scheduled. Then lastly, for the capital projects fund, only activity here was just a small amount of interest that was earned on funds sitting at UMB, which were then transferred out into the debt service fund. Any questions or comments on the financials? I
Not
guess one thing
good.
I did need to note, Michael and Christy for the next meeting. We didn't anticipate or hadn't necessarily planned or budgeted for this $45,000, developer advance repayment. So at the next meeting, we do need to have a budget amendment, public hearing.
Okay.
That will come out every December. We talked to Christian about it. He said he's got all these funds. He wanted to know what we want to do with them. And so we decided to, because we talked about how the developer's paying everything on behalf of the PID. And so we decided to transfer that over. So that will occur every December, I believe.
Okay.
That makes sense. We did not include that in the 2026 budget, but we can amend for that later this year, before that payment's even made. So, thanks, Brett.
Perfect. All right. If no questions, can I get a motion to accept the financials as presented?
I'll make that motion that we accept the financials as presented.
Thanks, Brett.
I'll second it.
Thanks, Tyler. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. All right, next up is the interlocal.
Thank you, Shelby.
Thank you.
All right, so here's the interlocal. As you guys know, Utah Local Governments Trust is a co-op. So all the medium, small governmental entities in Utah use them. That's why they're able to get such a discount on the insurance. So we have just been an outside contractor, or they allow us to contract with them, to get our insurance. So they just said, hey, with the new crime policy, can you guys just become a member like most of the other governmental entities in Utah? So this is the resolution. Just Matt or Tyler's gonna be technically the person that gets appointed. Pretty simple. Again, part of the crime policy.
Is there a capital contribution required to be a member?
Nope. It's
And
just, it literally just stays the same as what we've been doing. We just are now members of the co-op.
so
Kind of talk
is
with
there
the.
main source of capital accumulation margins on this product?
I think it's pretty much they take out enough for administrative costs, Dane, but other than that, they just buy from the wholesale market what they need to cover everybody. But
Okay.
when I used to be on their board for a little while, yeah, the only premium they really took, above just giving everybody the insurance was to cover the administrative costs.
Yeah, it's really a fascinating structure because, I mean, they're not a authorized insurer. They are a statutorily allowed exception to the usual regulatory scheme for insurance companies. And do they cede most of the risk to a reinsurer somewhere?
Yeah, and I'm not sure who they go with for the wholesale market that they help get, but
They do a great a good service.
I agree. So if you guys are good, if I could get a motion to approve the resolution.
I'd move.
Thanks, Dane.
I'll second.
Thanks, Tyler. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. Do you guys have anything for us?
We've already taken the actions to get the next set of bonds issued once we get
Okay.
bonds work done. Is that right? That's my memory.
I'll need to get with Matt on that one, and see kind of the status. Have you guys gone through the underwriters and everything that we need to get it done?
Well, I thought that since it's already been approved up to 15 million, I think all we have to do is submit the request
To do it? Okay.
to Christian, our And then he gets everything together and sends it out, I believe.
Okay.
The funds are waiting. I mean, the funds are being held.
With Christian? Well,
No,
if you're already there, then yeah.
they're held in Lunt Capital, waiting for us to compile the expenditures to be reimbursed.
Okay.
Yeah, Christian doesn't have them yet.
Oh,
So I'd
okay.
assume when we request for reimbursement of this public infrastructure, that he'll contact the brothers or the bondholders and say, hey, we need more money, and that's when the transfer will occur.
Okay, that makes sense to me now that you're saying it, Brett. So,
Okay.
okay, I'll get with Matt. We'll get with Shelby, figure out what we need to do then. And then we'll let you guys know. So, Dane and Tyler, I'm going to send you guys through the chair file for signatures. I'm going to need the 26 bond resolution or budget resolution. Sorry. So, the budget resolution, I'll send this interlocal. And then Dane, I have the budget report. It just says, we adopted the budget, and that'll go to Christian just so he has it. And then, yeah, we don't need to do the quarterly reports. So
Okay.
just look for those three
I'll watch for
things.
those and sign those when they come.
Okay, perfect. All right, anything
Okay.
else?
Thank you.
All right, we'll report back after we figure out that bond stuff. So,
Okay. Okay.
okay, sounds good.
Thanks.
I need a
Thanks a
motion
lot.
to adjourn.
I'll make the motion to adjourn.
Thanks, Tyler.
I'll second it.
Thanks, Brett. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, unanimous.